And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet, they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down. When the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured 100 weight and penny pounds. When the man comes around.
Name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him.
A little groundwork to set you up for what I believe is going to be the last day scenario that is going not to end in 2012, but to begin. This is a date forecast. That's the end of the age by a group of people who were remarkably accurate in both lunar and solar calendars. They had an advanced mathematics, including the zero concept, And they have, over the years, proven themselves to be probably the most accurate calendar that has ever been designed, because it's an astrological calendar. The last 100 years has been the bloodiest, the most tragic in all of history. And you know that's saying a lot if you go back and read history. Never before have we had weapons of mass destruction at our disposal. We can virtually wipe out humanity with a push of a button. Nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons is now freely distributed among the nations. These weapons are proliferating into the hands of terrorists, and states that support them and ones that have vowed to destroy and recombinant DNA technology can potentially create even more deadly germ warfare agents. Never before have we had these things that support them. And here we are now with the ability through space flight and weapons that we don't even know about. And here we are, the creation of the State of Israel in 1948, where we are now being led that this is biblical prophecy. And ladies and gentlemen, the timing and the dates of these events that are now orchestrated around the globe seem to point to the end. If we choose not to believe, then what is our chances of being destroyed? If we choose to believe that we are on the teetering edge, if you will, of the end, what will that do? Is the government trying to hide something from us by using these tactics? What's coming up? What do they know that we don't know? Well, note now that the Mayans and many other ancient peoples were fascinated by the planet Venus. Now, I told you that I believe, in conjunction with the 17th chapter of the Book of Revelations, the 12th chapter, and the 20th chapter, these are vital when movements form the most accurate clock in the heavens to indicate that the Venus orbits closer to the sun and faster than Earth. It will pass Earth so that a line can be drawn through the sun and both planets. Now, if Venus and Earth are on the same side of the sun, this is called an inferior conjunction. If on the opposite side, it is a superior conjunction. Either way, the next one will be 583.9 days later. And both planets will be exactly 216 degrees around in their orbits. This is called a synodic cycle. Note that 216 is 3 times 72. And 5 times 72 is 360 degrees, a complete cycle. A series of 5 of these cycles takes 7.99 years. A diagram that we could show you, showing the orbits with lines going out from the sun at the conjunctions, will have 5 lines, each exactly 72 degrees from the next. Now, if you then draw exterior lines connecting the points of intersection with Earth's orbit, you will have a regular pentagon like the one in Washington, D.C. Strange. The latest addition to the sacred geometry of that city which would indicate that it was put there purposely, draw internal lines from point to point, and you have the most powerful of magic symbols known as the pentagram or five-pointed star. Now, the ancient Egyptians portrayed stars as having 5 points, and the human body has 5 major projections: a head, 2 arms, and 2 legs. It's embodied the key ideal of astrology, the connection between us and the stars, as above, so below. Now, let me show you something that gets a little bit stranger. The ratio of one of the inner corner-to-corner pentagram lines to any of the outer sides of the pentagon is the golden mean, roughly 1.61803 to 1. This was believed by the Greeks, and the various ratios in the human body, that they come close to approaching this ratio. In most cultures, the closer the ratio, the more attractive the person is considered. Then there is the Fibonacci series, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, and 13, 21, 55, 89, 144, and so on. Each consecutive number is formed by adding the 2 preceding, and as you get higher up the series, the ratios get closer and closer to the golden mean. A spirit or a sparrow formed from these numbers of the sparrow is found in whirlpools, galaxies, hurricanes, tornadoes, snail shells, ram's horns, and certain bacteria. If you extend such a spiral at right angles to its plane, you get a helix, as in a DNA. And if you are beginning to suspect that this cannot be all coincidence, let me show you some more. As the Earth turns on its axis every 24 hours, that axis slowly wobbles every 25,920 years, often called a great year. This is almost certainly one of the causes of the ice ages. This year is divided into 12 astrological ages, and each of these is 2,160 years long, which we are entering in, the point that we're entering into a new beginning of 2,160 years, or a new beginning, according to the Mayan calendar, where we are astrologically, as the 12 astrological ages. If you have 10 times the 216 degrees that we discussed earlier, every 72 years, that number, 72 again, comes into focus, and the axis moves 1 degree around the circle. And if that's not enough, the average healthy human heart at rest beats 72 times per minute. It would seem that the human body in some way resonates with the solar system and perhaps with the entire universe. Now, if that isn't enough, mystics have always taught through meditation the chi or kundalini force, the fundamental energy of consciousness, can be raised from the base of the chakra of the spinal column to the crown chakra, resulting in a higher state of consciousness called enlightenment. Now, what I want to add here is that I believe that 20 and 12 is the age of the coming forth of enlightenment. Now, when enlightenment comes, darkness flees, because darkness hates light. Now, if this sinister role that we're counting, if the ancients know, the evil ones or the dark ones that we're going to talk about here tonight, if they know that there's a possibility of enlightened age and they want to forbid that, which I believe they do to control the world in a new world order, then they have to keep the very people blind, ignorant, or dumb, or superstitious, or all of the above, basically. So then, notice, counting the cervical vertebrae and the ones fused at the base of the spine, we have 33 vertebrae. Note that the 33rd degree, which is very important to Freemasons, and the 33rd degree Masons, like several American presidents, have played a major and perhaps sinister role in world affairs. 33, of course, is 3 times 11. And the mysterious sunspot cycle is just over 11 years long. Now, what do we have to predict? NASA says that in 2012 we'll have the end of the cycle, where we're going to have a reversal of the poles. Now, if it's a reversal of the magnitude that they're expecting, it could be devastating. So then, these dates and places of the darkest deeds of the global elite, we know that we are on a timeline to either go to the positive or to the negative. I'm predicting that the forces of light and the forces of darkness will clash sometime between now and 2012. And there will be a great, tremendous warfare that will open up on these multiples of the sunspot activity and the dates and places of these darkest deeds of the global elite will come to light. By the light that I explained to you last night that shines down the shaft of the dark hole at the point of crossing in 2012. Now, the 20th century officially began, of course, in 1900. But little of significance took place. More significant is 1914, the year World War I began to make the world safe for fascism. Yet a series of events took place in the preceding year, 1913, on the way to enslaving the world. The elite had to begin extinguishing the light of freedom in their new Atlantis, the United States. In 1913, President Woodrow Wilson, he's the same man who would later preside over the creation of the League of Nations, the first attempt at global tyranny, secured the passage of the Federal Reserve Act. Now, I'm going to talk to you a little bit in the continuation, if I have time tonight, about the dollar bill. It's in the news as a failing, declining of importance. But let me warn you that there is a lot of symbolism and occultic power behind the dollar bill. We're going to go into that and give you some of the numerology of the dollar bill and the reason that it was placed at the time it was, because there is so much that points toward not a nation that was created for the purpose of a freedom of religion by the Aryan race that came in and established in 76, but these were Masons who were to enslave us within the power base of private bankers who were given control over money supply and interest rates. Now, the Federal Reserve Act gave America a national banking system, like the Bank of England and elsewhere. This group of private bankers were given control of the money supply, and no way, form, or fashion can they be rooted or removed without a terrible war. Now, if the light, the revolution, you see we're having one in Egypt, because people are tired of being lied to. Is the American nation ever going to tire of being lied to? It's doubtful as long as the power of this hex that is placed over America, this blindness, continues to work, and it works. Wilson pushed through a constitutional amendment allowing for direct election of U.S. senators who begin to be selected by their state senates, seemingly Democratic. This weakened states' rights and centralized power base, and Wilson gave America an income tax, veil, an amendment that was never legally ratified. And few are aware that in the U.S., no tax law based on that illegal amendment was ever passed. Yet Americans are routinely jailed for violating a non-existent law based upon a legally non-existent amendment. And note that 13, as in 1913, is one of the numbers that they used in the magic of creating a international banking system out of thin air to create money. And it's worked like a charm. If 1913 is taken to be the first year of a century, what is the final year? Well, you guessed it. 20 and 12. More of these numbers appear that the global elite chose to end World War I in 1918. And 18 is a sum of 7 and 11. Two magic numbers. The ratio of the height of any of the base sides of the Great Pyramid at Giza is exactly 7 to 11. Divide the height of the pyramid into 2 of the base sides, or 7 into 22, and you have pi out of the 2 decimal places, and they chose to end the war at 11 in the morning of November, the 11th month, on the 11th, and 3 11ths, total 33. 33rd degree Freemason, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who turned America into a socialist, now realized, state, betrayed us at Pearl Harbor. He took office in 1933. His chosen successor, Harry Truman, was also a 33rd degree Mason, and was America's 33rd president. These two gentlemen gave us the wondrous United Nations and nuclear weapons. The first one was tested at Trinity Site in New Mexico, almost exactly on the 33rd parallel, as is Nagasaki, but not Hiroshima. And then there is the number 1947, or 19.47. Richard Hoagland has pointed out that the simplest polyhedron is a regular tetrahedron bounded by 4 equal lateral triangles, is of the right size to be placed exactly within a rotating sphere like the Earth. And one vertex is at the South Pole. The other 3 vertexes will be exactly 120 degrees apart and some 19.47 degrees north of the equator. The ancient Mexican site at in the Yucatan Valley is at this latitude. Hoagland has pointed out that upwellings of volcanic energy cluster near this latitude, like the great Hawaiian volcanoes on Earth, the giant great red spot on Jupiter, and the immense Olympus volcano that is on Mars. In 1947, Freemason Harry Truman turned America into a military state with the National Defense Act and a peacetime draft. And that year, Kenneth Arnold and others saw 9, which is another magic number, crescent-shaped UFOs. That year, We also saw the bizarre UFO sighting at Murray Island in Washington State, and of course, Roswell, the most famous of all. The Roswell crash is almost exactly on the 33rd parallel. And the crash took place on the 7th month and the 4th, 7th month meaning the 4th plus 4 equals 11. 7 plus 4 equals 11. The date chosen by America's founding fathers, and most of them Masons, on the 7th month and the 4th day, or July the 4th. Our Declaration of Independence was issued in 1776. And what are the odds of a UFO crash near a small town that was the home of both of Rockery pioneer Robert Goddard and future lunar astronaut and mystic Edgar Mitchell? Both were living there at the time of the crash. Now, east of Roswell is Dallas, also almost exactly on the 33rd parallel, where JFK was killed on November the 11th month, the 22nd, and 11 plus 22 is 33. 9, as in 9/11, is also a magic number, and one of the planes that day was allegedly Flight 11, and another was Flight 77, 7 times 11. Don't forget that the train bombing in Spain was on March the 3rd month, the 11th day. So, we're running out of coincidence, and this is a planned, projected, in-time scenario. Now, why would we have that? Simply because of one reason. The devil is ruling in America. The devil is ruling the days. The devil is directing through a hierarchy of very wise and crafty men that are there for a purpose. Now, notice this. In numerology, again, of course, the Christians have been vaccinated against numerology. Oh, we're not supposed to look into that. You see, the Christians have been dumbed down by the elite that is running the world, by the priesthood who work for the Illuminati. Every number in numerology has a correspondent letter associated with it. The date 12, 21, 12, that's 20 and 12 now, the year that we're talking about, 2000, and 12 reads like this. A would represent 1, and so on. B would represent 2. 2 again would be another B. And then 1, 1, you'd have an double A, and then another B. But when you consider that the master language, the Hebrew, is read from right to left, this date would change and would read Ba'Abba. Now, the word Abba is Hebrew for father. Ba is father comes. So, in 20 and 12, with the numerology applied, it says father comes. It will be a great year of spiritual transformation, or apocalypse, which means unveiling. Many esoteric sources interpret the completion of the 12th Bacchon cycle in the long count of the Mayan calendar, which occurs on December the 21st, by the most widely held correlation to mean that there will be a major change in world order. Ah. Well, what's the new world order? The earthly order. They have to change. And they will form a one-world order, long-held, and the transitional country that it will appear in to rule will be the United States of America, which is in the prophecy as being the seat of the beast in Revelations chapter 13. Again, which is the end of the long count of 13 counts of the long count, where we have exactly the point of crossing on the Mayan calendar. It, ladies and gentlemen, it's something to think about. Now, notice this. If there is a major change in world order, one would be for the negative, the earth, and one would be for the positive, the spiritual, or heaven. As it is above, so must it be below. But man has domineered or taken control of what is supposed to happen here. It's supposed to be an age of enlightenment. But the New World Order is going to press to take away your liberties and freedom in a New World Order, where you will be issued a number coming soon to a neighborhood near you, unless that you want to starve to death. Is there any way that you could survive without joining the beast power? Or joining in the major change in world order coming to you officially, ladies and gentlemen, in the heavens, astrologically speaking. Now, notice this. Several people who are experts have predicted that a special astrological and astronomical alignment, there it is, I've been talking about it, between the galactic center and the constellation of Sagittarius, the winter solstice point, and the open cluster in the Pleiades. I've talked about that. Factually, the coincidence of the winter solstice point due to the precession of the equinox and the galactic center is now coming true. Now, when the Messiah said that no man knows the hour or the day or the end of days, only the Father, but when you add this up, it said, Father comes at the point of crossing. Now, that means that the Father, who is a spirit, there's going to be an age of enlightenment before those who have been without the light. Did you know that blindness, in part, has happened to a generation of people that Yahweh meant to see? But by blinding their eyes and delaying the inevitable, notice this. When this winter solstice point and the open cluster of the Pleiades, when this crossing of the galactic center comes, there are exactly, listen to this now, this is going to blow you away, there are exactly 2,012 days between the summer solstice of 2007 and the December the 21st of 2012 winter solstice. 2,012 days. That's a coincidence. Notice some of the predictions that's going to bring the world to its knees. Albert Einstein, father of the atomic age, said, or repeated to be, said, if the honeybees, now listen to this now, a little simple nature thing. If the honeybees were suddenly gone, mankind would have about 4 years left to live on the planet. Well, exactly 4 years ago, we got news that something mysterious was happening to the honeybees. And at the present rate, in another year or so, there will be no honeybees left on Earth. 1 year from now, plus another, gives the year the 20 and 12. For NASA predicts that the sun will also reverse on its own magnetic poles during the 2012 result of reaching the end of the current 11-year sunspot cycle. Now, some believe that this will amplify the effects of retarding magnetic field on Earth as harmful charged particles will blast away with the canopy or the protective shield that we know there's a big rip from the sun. It would more easily penetrate the Earth's atmosphere and give off deadly amplifying radiation that could harmfully charge the particles that are blasting away from the sun and easily penetrate the Earth's atmosphere. Notice this. In the X-Files, it's a fictitious movie that's been running on television for quite some time. In the final episode, it was revealed that on December the 21st, 20 and 12, aliens would invade and take over the world. Now, it was like somebody telling us that aliens are coming. Like 1984. The book 1984. All of the things that were prophesied. 1984 was very prophetic, yet it was supposed to be fiction. The Vatican holds very closely to the prophecy of Saint Malachi. This medieval monk prophesied in detail visions of 112 popes at that time remaining until doomsday. Now, let me tell you this. If our present pope, Pope Benedict the 16th, he is now the 111th pope named, and then after that, only one pope remains till Rome will be destroyed. That's a prophecy. Rome will be no longer. It will go underwater. Now, let me show you something else. Pope Benedict is the 111th named pope, with one remaining. That'd be 112. So if you take the 12 and the 111, actually you'll see it in on digital clocks, the 11-11 event. That's 11 month in the 11th day where we have a warning of disaster. 11-11. It keeps repeating. I've did many programs to the effect of 11-11. It's a astrological warning. December the 21st at 11 a.m. We have that time astrologically, and the current pope is the 111th pope. Strange that only one would remain, and that would be the end of the pope reigns in the earth. Now, whatever that amounts to and whatever it's good for, ladies and gentlemen, is something for us to wonder about, where we are now at the point of the crossing, and repeatedly throughout history, people have imagined, and now more than ever, the end of the world. Notice what's coming soon. Wars, we've already had them. Rumors of wars, we've already had them. People's hearts failing them. What's the number one killer on the earth today? Man's heart. Failing. What about famine? More people dying in the 21st century than we've ever known. More wars, more devastation. The waves of the sea were just beginning. I talked to last night about Wyoming. You good saints that live in Wyoming, you might want to come south. At least come east. Get out past the Rockies. Come on down off the eastern slopes, across the Mississippi, and wait. If you don't have the means to move out, pray that Yahweh give you the means, and by all means, move east. Come east. And I would suggest southeast, where you can be safe. Praise Yahweh. Now notice that the Great Pyramid, I'm going to wind up talking about the Great Pyramid before time is over. We're getting into the numerology of the pyramid by adding adjutant digits until we arrive at a single digit. For example, 523. We put 5 above and 23 below. 2 plus 3 equals 5. So you place 5 above, and if necessary, you add it twice. For example, the number 74. 7 plus 4 equals 11. And then 1 plus 1 equals 2. So the number for the pyramid is 74, which would be 274. And to make a pyramid form a word, simply place the proper number above each letter, like we demonstrated to you earlier in the numerology of the United States, 1776. So then, to make a pyramid, you would have the letting of A equals 1, B equals 2, C equals 3, D equals 4, and so on. Thus, the pyramid would look like this. 11, 44 at the bottom number, 258 at the center number of singly, getting it down to single. Then if the top would be 74 in the pyramid of Yahweh. You can see his sign of numerics in the top of the pyramid outline. Note you have 7 digits and 4 letters on each side of 1938. Note 7 levels in the pyramid culminating in the 4 digits of 1938. And if you see the structure for the word God and the value of the name is designed by those who works out these great puzzles, G equals 7, O equals the sun and the function of the 666 magic square, and D equals 4. So the gospel of Yahweh, the Messiah. B is 7, and 10 is Yahweh, and 13 equals 74. All of these letters of gospel adds up to 74, Yahweh 74, and the Messiah 74. Now, if you go back to the Great Seal of the United States, you will see 74 stones in the face when the capstone is completed or included. Note, 74 rays of the sun around the capstone. Isn't that interesting? Note that July the 4th is 7/4. The date of the Declaration of Independence. The number 74 taken from 666 magic square of the sun is called the number of the Creator. The one I told you. The grand mathematician of the universe by those who are wise, 74 appears 9 times in the 6-6 sun square. 74 times 9 equals 666. That is why 74 and 749 is the key of David mentioned in the book of Revelation. For if you can understand the prophets, not about a return of someone called Yahweh, because this is not the intention. Yahweh's coming is spirit, just like the indicator said, Abba comes, or in English, the Father comes. His number is 74 times 9 is 666 for the opposer, which is below, to the heavens, which is above. With the New World Order, their change is not for good, it's dark. To conceal and to hide and to cut off those that would seek that which is above. So the great battle will begin in 20 and 12. You can already see the things leading up to it. Notice this. Notice what it says here. Let those with perception, those with knowledge, let them count the number of the beast. Revelation 13 and 18. And I gave you the 13th chapter as the chapter of the United States. Remember that. It was a little lamb speaking in its infancy, and in the end, it roared like a beast. And the two horns represent the power of Satan and the Antichrist to rule the world with a rod of iron. Here's wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. And his number is 666, or 666. The man of wisdom and understanding that reads the verse as well as all of Revelations and sees that there are two entities, a man and a beast. The beast is a political and economical system symbolized as a female. The whore of Babylon of Revelation 17. The beast ushers the number of the man. The man fights to save higher civilization. The beast fights to destroy the bloodline of civilization's creators. The verse says, count the number. Since we're told 666, here's how you count it. There are 125 letters in Revelations 13 and 18. Now remember this. 125 represents 125th, or January the 25th, the conception date of the man. On January the 25th, 1938, the entire northern hemisphere experienced the most spectacular display of the Aurora Borealis, the Northern Lights, in recorded human history. It can be confirmed in the newspaper archives from that period. Precisely 280 days later, the human gestation period, the man of the prophecy was born. November the 2nd, 1938, in a town called Wooden in the state of Iowa, USA. The 125 letters of Revelation 13 give us the birthday of the man and the beast. The number 125, when reversed, is 521. Reversed back and forth until having six numbers and then added them gives the birth of the man and the figure. 125, 521, 125, 521, 125, 521 equals 1938. A three-digit number can be scrambled six possible ways. And when the six are added, they will total a multiple of 111, which equals each column of the 666 magic square of the sun. 125 scrambles into 152, 215, 251, 512, and 521. They add up to guess what? 1776, the birth year of the beast. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the little lamb who turned into a beast, and with the numeric added, we have the reverse back and forth, the six numbers. We then add them up, and we have 666, or the beast year, 1776. I know it was laid out, and I know it was good intentions. At least we thought it so. Now notice this. Again, let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast. The number of the beast is 666 plus 666 plus 444 equals 1776. It's a timetable for the birth of the beast that will rule the world. You have any doubt about it? Well, I don't think you should, because the beast is going to overcome all them that oppose, and the ones that do oppose will be killed, hunted down, or opposed. Come into a neighborhood. If you think that Egypt and the riding in Egypt is over freedom, you're wrong. This is part, you've noticed here lately, nations that are opposed to the United States, the Arab nations, are now being opposed with political force in the street to change the government. All this is setting up the day of the beast, when the beast will take power of the whole earth. All nations will be pressed into it. You will notice that we are in the beginning of time, and by the time that 20 and 12 comes around, remember, it's going to be not the end of the world. It's going to be a beginning of an age of darkness and an age of light. They're going to clash. It's the pouring forth. It's the pouring out of the age of Aquarius, both good and bad, both positive and negative, both up and down, both in and out. We're going to have a time of trouble such as never was. It's going to be good for the enlightened ones, because your eyes are finally going to open. You're going to finally get the message that you are the hunted. You are the oppressed. You are the victims, if you will, of the serpent that is seen on the celestial time in Mexico. There is a celestial snake, astrologically. He's in the heavens, pictured as a dragon or a serpent. And then you have the man, the battle, the great battle. You have the serpent handler, which represents the New Age kingdom, or Abba Father coming, the Age of Enlightenment. We're going to have a struggle of light and darkness. It'll begin officially at the equinox, or the solstice, of the date of December the 21st, where we're going to have an outpouring astrologically, and we're going to have an outpouring of darkness, darkness and light. Now, you got to choose which one you're going to serve. Are you going to serve dark? Are you going to serve the all-seeing eye? Are you going to fit into the occult conspiracy to cause all to receive that mark, to worship the beast? And if you live in the United States of America, it will be the first nation to succumb to the beast of 666. You can't buy and you can't sell. Coming soon to a neighborhood near. The troops to enforce it are already here, ladies and gentlemen. It's just a matter of time. And here, the including on the dollar bill, which is the, it's the, it replaced the goods of silver and gold, the legal tender for the Bible. And we had the seal, the all CNI. It's an important symbol within Freemasonry, and for hundreds of years it has been this way, and it's not surprising for those who understand the significance of this emblem. It is our beautiful seal as an expression of Freemasonry or an expression of occult, which is the mystic light, which is the light of artificial, where they have worked on the attempts to bring the all-CNI to its successful finish. It was a great battle. We'll probably go into that a little bit next Monday night here live on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel. I'm sponsored for Brother Mark tonight, Miss Audrey, and we love you all tonight. Praise Yahweh around the world on their behalf. Get ready. The eye of the great architect. Remember, Roosevelt took over after Truman, the 33rd. There's 33 vertebrae of man in his centers. And where now his tender, his exchange, is the all-CNI watching him to perform the purpose of the Illuminati and the New World Order. And Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a 32nd degree Mason, liked the ideal at that time, but he wasn't a 33rd degree initiate at that time. Later, we have the 33rd degree president issuing the authorization for the all-CNI placed on the dollar bill. 1913, the formation, as I said, and all these are Illuminati dates. They go right to these secret dates to make sure that they are encapsulated in frozen time to bind in a secret order the ones who are not aware. They promise you liberty when they themselves are servants of corruption and death. And so we have the process of the symbol of the order. Remember, it's a crescent moon made from the claws of a tiger engraved with a pyramid, an urn, and a pentagram. The crescent is suspended, and in the order as a representation of a universal mother worshipped in ancient times as Isis. And the horns of the crescent point towards, downwards, because it represents the settling moon of the faith at the rising of the sun of a new religion of the brotherhood of humanity, which will bind the world into a Templar rite of a new world order. And these satanic rituals in Washington, D.C., designed to be powerful and enslaving. We are now at the point when the dream of the New World Order is recognized within sight. They've been very patient. They're coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I've got to get off here tonight. Like I say, you can call me tonight. That's Pastor Buddy at 423-351-1082. You can write me. That's Pastor Buddy. It's all you need. At Post Office Box 568 in Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. I'll be back Monday night to continue part 3 of the pyramids and 20 and 12, the Eye of Horus. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the numerology of the dollar bill, how it was placed. And then we're going to the 20th chapter to finalize in the book of Revelations. We're going to do a few series into that to show you the mission and the deceit that is set in 2012. Satan is getting ready to come to planet Earth. Aliens are fixing to come to planet Earth. These are angels, fallen ones, with Satan as their headmaster. He's the capstone, ladies and gentlemen, to come to the New World Order. Yahweh is the capstone to the coming kingdom in a New World Order. So these two powers will be right here on planet Earth in the final days, Satan coming first, and then Yahweh coming to destroy him with the power of his coming. I'll see you then Monday night on WWRB. I'll see you tomorrow night around the world on WWCR at 9 o'clock Prime, 8 o'clock Central. Don't miss it, with a part 4 of our series on WWCR. So you don't want to miss that. I love every one of you. May Yahweh take a good liking to you, because you're going to need him more than you've ever needed him in your life. May Yahweh bless you, and shalom.